السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's continue this beautiful story.
ايه على انتم بنا دوما. Let's get into the tea.
That's getting annoying, honestly. So I'm just going to say
ناس
things
في
that are
حال.
related. That's don't do that.
Don't mess up the
You
intro.
usually do your own part. You add, we know what I've had, you add this, and nobody says nothing. So please let me do my
But
intro.
listen, I keep the same intro and then
Okay.
I have my little
Is anybody gonna
flavor.
die from me changing my intro?
Babe, we have to keep an introduction is very important, especially for a podcast. You got to keep that intro. We started it.
Anyways,
well,
let's get into the part three of the story
let's
because
get
it
into
ain't
the
that
tea.
serious. Ain't nobody died from me changing the intro.
Let's get into the tea. You already know the vibes. We outside.
You see, we
Alhamdulillah.
outside was never part of it,
Okay,
but
babe. That's
okay.
why I said you add a little flavor to it, but like the main points you can't forget. But all right, inshallah, let's get into the episode, Alhamdulillah, of our journey to Mecca. And you know, to us finally doing the Umrah. Alhamdulillah. Wanna start, my love?
I always start the stories. Do you ever remember any of the stories?
I do. As time goes on, my brain finally opens up and I finally start remembering
You know, let
things.
me tell you something. I'm the one that sits here and formulates the sequence of the stories and hopefully Biagi remembers any parts of them.
No, I always remember the story
I
parts.
might as well go off. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Zawj.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
Tafaddal.
We went to Mecca. We did Umrah. Alhamdulillah. That's all I could say.
All right, then that's the end of this podcast for you guys.
And that's the end of this episode.
You guys in 2 weeks, alhamdulillah.
You already know the vibes. That's why we kept y'all waiting, just to give y'all that brief, you know, story. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Oh, well, anyway, so let's go into a story, obviously, because only the wives are the ones that remember everything. Okay,
we remember
so
though, just with time.
We are in Medina, and before you make your way to perform Umrah, you have to stop by the Miqat. And there's multiple locations. There's a Miqat. I don't know the name of the masjid, so I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to say it and then, you know, it's a mistake. But there's one in Medina, but there's also one in Mecca. But the people that start off during their Umrah in Mecca, they can also go there. But since we're coming from Medina, we stopped at Medina. And
Was
then
it
we
in
made our way.
Medina, or
Yeah, it
was
was
it?
Medina.
Oh, I thought it was like on our way to Mecca. You have to
Yeah,
stop
but it was
by.
still Medina though.
Oh yeah, it was like, but it's a masjid, not like where we was at, not next to the Prophet's masjid, because Medina is big.
Yeah, it was
So
like
we
a little
had
drive
to,
away from there.
yeah, we had to do a drive to there and then go get on where our ihram and stuff like that.
And make sure, you know, we make the intentions to perform Umrah, and then during this, as soon as you make the intention, you pray two rakas, and as soon as you are walking out, you start saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik.
Yep.
And
And for those of you that I don't know what is ihram, it's the white clothing that you be seeing on Instagram of with the guys, and I don't, the sisters don't wear that. Y'all wear black, right? Y'all wear abayas, right? So yeah, it's the white cloth that the brothers be wearing. That's what an ihram is.
They're going to Mecca when they go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
But yeah, so from
Oh,
there.
sorry, sweetheart. That just, you see, I told you I remember my stuff with time. The story of me getting my ihram, right? So my advice to all of you brothers out there is make sure you buy a belt. Because when I went to buy the ihram clothes, the guy asked me, do you want a belt? I'm like, nah. Because it's like pretty much like a towel. That's what it really feels like. It's like a towel. So I'm like, nah, I don't need no belt. I don't want to pay extra for that belt. You know what I'm saying?
He looking out for you and you trying to save money.
I was, yeah. You know, the thing is, I didn't think long term. I didn't understand what was ahead. So one of them just was like, nah, I'm good, bro. I don't need no belt. I'm Gucci. Yeah. One of my biggest regrets. It was one of the things I'm like, damn, I wish I had a belt. But we'll get into that part later on, inshallah, in the story. But yeah, so continue, sweetheart.
So we finally made our intentions, and as we're on our way to the car, because now we're taking like a car to Mecca, we're saying this chant, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik.
Mm-hmm.
And then even on the way to the car ride, we're saying, even on our, in like during the car ride, we're saying this chant all the way. I mean, yeah, obviously we take breaks in between, so forth and so forth, but like, you know, you try to continue to say the chant until you see the Kaaba.
Yeah.
Right. So we're on our way. It was like a four, how many hour drive?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 hours, if I'm not wrong.
I don't think it was that long.
Yeah, I think it was, babe. I mean, we knocked.
To be honest, it was that long.
Yeah, I think it was, sweetheart.
No, it was, yeah. It was probably
it was
that
long. We knocked.
We left there, like, after Zuhur, and we got there, like, after Isha Tabalab.
Yeah, was it Isha? Yeah, because it was nighttime. You're right, yeah, we got there at night.
So, like, we made our intentions all the way during the daytime and ended up reaching Mecca during the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the time when you're in Ihram, when you're in this pure state, you can't cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You can't perfume yourself.
Yeah.
You can't engage in sexual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I say you can't cut your hair?
Yeah.
Your nails too, right? You can't do these things until you complete your full Umrah.
Yes, right? Until you do the Umrah completely. Mm-hmm.
So we got there like after Isha. And so in order for us, like we just wanted to complete everything within these couple of hours. Although it will be tiring.
Mm-hmm.
We just decided to, okay, drop our stuff out at the hotel. The vibe was pretty nice though. It was very like peaceful.
Wait, we did it the same day?
Yeah, the same day. And I remember, like, the person that, you know, was guiding us and stuff, he said this is the way the Fatih took, the way the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took.
Oh, yeah, you're
so,
right.
It was, like, so, like, you know, felt very good, like, being in that position and seeing, you know, maybe not the things that he saw similarly, but, you know, just the experience that this is the journey that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, you're right. We did it the same day because I remember Yusuf, the guide, was saying, like, if we don't do it this same day, then I'm not gonna be able to change my clothes, the ihram, I'm gonna have to sleep with them and whatnot. Like, yeah, Mandem ain't trying to do all of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's like a towel to me. So I was like, yeah, bruv, nah, allow it, fam. Mandem, let's go. Let's do it at the night. Now, you see, now Mandem is remembering, yeah? Yeah, so even that hotel, I like the hotel. Was it Voco? It started with a V.
It was real nice, though.
And mind you, the thing is, it's not that far from the Kaaba or whatnot.
Nah,
but
that one is far.
I mean, not really. I walked it before.
It's far. You know, the thing about Mecca, it's very hilly.
Yeah,
mountainy, bro. That joint is far. I would never walk there. But, you know, these hotels, they have shuttle buses that will take you to, like, the gate of the Kaaba. But you still got to walk a little bit, though. But
nah, because the shuttle bus doesn't it come right in front of our hotel.
Yeah, but when you get to...
Oh, yeah, to the bus stop area, yeah. Right, where the buses stop, and then you walk a little. Yeah, but I didn't think it was that far, because I think I walked from there all the way to Kaaba once. I mean,
I think it's still far, to be honest. Maybe,
I don't know. You know, Mandem is a little bit different, isn't it? We does this walking, yeah? Shout out to my grandfather, man. I love to forgive him. I got that from this old man, you know. He loves to walk, so I believe that's where I got it from, alhamdulillah.
The genes were passed down.
Yeah, it was definitely passed. Everybody used to always say that to me. It was definitely passed. To the point where I surpassed the old man himself. May Allah forgive him.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, we end up getting to our hotel. We drop our stuff real quick and we immediately take the shuttle to the Kaaba.
Yes.
To the Haram.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So we get there. The shuttle is like all these different buses from different hotels meet up at the same point.
Yeah.
And this is outside, maybe like 2-3 blocks away from the Haram. So mm-hmm. You end up having to get off, and oh my gosh, let me tell you, it is so packed over there. I felt so bad because like I've seen like, oh my gosh, like the people, there's like people that sell stuff on the street, right? But you know, legally they can't do that.
Mm.
But that's the way they make their means because it's very hard for people to get like residency in Saudi and etc. So then whenever the police come, they have to like swoop out their stuff and they all running and stuff.
Yeah.
And I felt very bad.
Yeah, I remember once I seen it was like a crowd or whatnot. I told my mom, yo, hold on to my ihram. Like, do not let go because I'm not going to lose my mom in Mecca. And then my siblings come attack me like, yo, you just let mommy go like that? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, ma, hold on. I said, hold on tight also. If somebody pushes you, let me know because we got to make sure we get you back home safe and sound before my dad beats me up.
But the thing about that, like, it's so many different cultures over there, different, mm-hmm. like, mannerisms. Not everybody, you know.
Move the same.
Yeah, but then you also have to remember that during the state of Ihram, you have to make sure to be patient and not to be angry. So this is
Yeah.
all like a test from Allah. Like somebody might shove you, and you just have to, you know,
No,
sabr,
somebody might
have
ain't th
patience.
it's not somebody might. Somebody is gonna shove
Right,
you.
right.
'Cause the way that crowd is, somebody is going to
For
shove you for
sure. And
sure.
you know, over here we believe in lines. Like, you know, when you order something, you wait in line. Over there, forget about it. There's no lines. They're
Yeah.
just shoving
She never
you.
forgets about
Like,
that.
oh my
That's
gosh, I
Medina,
was
babe.
ordering something at KFC in Mecca.
No, that was Medina love.
No, it was Mecca too.
You did the same in Makkah too?
Yeah, it was
Okay.
also Mecca. So I was ordering something KFC, and I'm just standing there like, is somebody gonna like say next or something? And everybody just cutting in front of me, and I'm just trying to keep my cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was a lot. But anyway, so we make it to the entrance, I mean the shuttle bus area, and it's so packed, you have to walk. No matter night, day, morning, evening, it is packed
Yeah.
at the Haram. The entrance way to walk is packed at the Haram. But we make our way there, make our way into the Masjid, Alhamdulillah. And like before you even get to see the Kaaba, you have to go through like a maze.
Yeah, not even that, like the securities and whatnot, they check in everybody. 'Cause
Yeah, like they didn't let the guys in if you was not even wearing
if
ihram,
you was
right?
not wearing your ihram, yo, I got a story about that part, but yeah. You gotta wear your ihram in order to go to the Kaaba area. You could go to like the masjid area where they pray if you don't have your ihram, but to go to the Kaaba itself, to go next to the
It
Kaaba
was
and
a
touch the
point,
Kaaba, you have to
babe.
wear it.
Sometimes it was even a point they wouldn't even let you in the masjid. When they got too full in the masjid, they wouldn't let nobody in without ihram.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't witness
You
that
say you
part.
have a story?
About that? Yeah, so
So say your story.
might as well, right? So yeah. Me being me, this is after we already did the Umrah, so or did the yeah, did our Tawaf and whatnot. So it's a different day. So, you know, I'm wearing all white. 'Cause I'm thinking I just gotta have white on. 'Cause you know the sisters, they wear their abayas, they could go.
So what are you wearing again?
A thobe, a all white thobe.
That's not fun.
It's not an ihram, but I
You
thought
thought
I
you
was
was
trying to be a
balling?
little bit slick with it. Right?
Psych.
Yeah, I'm like, I saw my wife was like, you can't go there. You know, they don't allow you. I said, bro. 'Cause I seen some guy, I could have sworn, but I don't know if he works in the masjid or whatnot, but I could have sworn I seen a guy.
You over here comparing these Arabs to you.
Sweetheart, at the end of the day, Manzim thought he was him, you know what I mean? I see this brother walking in, I'm like, I said, if he could do it, and he's wearing a thobe, a white thobe, I said, maybe if I wear a white thobe, they might allow me to go in, like, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause I didn't understand like what it meant until Yusuf explained it to me, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go in. So Binda and them went in. Because like I said, when the sister has an abaya, as long as you got your black abaya on and whatnot, you're good
I
to
mean, it
go.
don't even have to be black, to be honest.
Oh, I only seen black, so I don't know.
No.
Yeah, so you have your abaya on. Well, y'all good pretty much to enter. Whereas in the brothers, that was not the case. I thought I was him. I'm trying to pass by. I passed, actually, one of the security guards. I'm assuming maybe he didn't see me. So I'm thinking, see,
It through the door?
I made it. No, I passed one. And then I'm like hype. I'm like, you see, I kept looking at Binta. I was like, yeah, I told you. You just gotta have something white on. While I'm saying that, I hear yo, Hajj, Hajj. I said, uh-oh, you know what that means. Security guard brother was calling me over.
Yeah, and
He
I'm
said, no,
telling
no, 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 you can't go. Back. And they don't talk nicely, bro. They talk to
man.
you like, yo, get your, you know, get over here right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh snap. And my wife was just laughing. I was like, damn.
Is what happens when you don't listen to your
Yeah,
wife.
my them trying to be. I thought I was him. I ain't gonna lie. I thought I was gonna get away because I passed by one. I guess maybe he wasn't paying attention. I
So
literally,
did you pray outside that day?
yeah, I had to go to the masjid part. He's, you know, I had to go to the masjid part and pray there. You know, which I think it was Juma actually. It was Juma Nyumani. Yep, it was on Juma. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, because it was Juma.
Okay, but anyway, let's go back a little bit. So we make it inside the haram with all our ihram and so forth and so on.
Yep.
And then before we even go see the Kaaba, we pray another two rakas, like
Yeah.
at an upper level, and then we make our way down to the Kaaba.
Allahu Akbar.
I felt like I was dreaming. What did you feel?
Yeah. It's like you finally see what you've been seeing on TV. I'm all like, I was looking at it, I'm like,
Is this
wow.
like really here?
No, like did we really just do this? That was my thing. Like we really just
Allah.
did this. Like we really saved up some money and whatnot to do this. And alhamdulillah, it was worth it.
You know what I was thinking, what I was scared of too? You ever heard stories of like people commit so many sins that when they go to the Kaaba, they don't end up seeing the Kaaba?
Huh?
Like it becomes like blinded in front of them.
Don't say that now.
I don't know if it's true or not, but
I don't know about that.
I'm just praying that Allah
allows you. Really?
Please, Allah. Where you I'm a servant from? That, you know, African tales. I don't know if it's
okay,
true.
Yeah, it had to be one of them because I was about to say it's real. I think that's African.
But parents have heard about it, but
maybe.
I was just praying that, you know, Allah allows me to see the Kaaba. That was my biggest fear. Like, you know, as a Muslim or as a person in general, you should never ever think so high of yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like it's almost good to think that you're the worst of servants because that continues to, it pushes you to continue to ask for forgiveness and, you know, make repentance and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Allah, I hope you are not disappointed in me.
Honestly, what you just said, I think that's false. You know why?
Mm.
Because there's people who go, who are into those sorcery stuff. They be having the ties and whatnot.
Yeah,
and they actually believe in them sorcery stuff, black magic and voodoo and stuff. And they go and they be seeing the Kaaba.
Right, that's
remember,
true.
Remember, I seen a video of one of the sheikhs.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll tell them to come and he'll rip it off of them. Like, there's something called an eye or whatever. I don't know the exact term of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know about that stuff. But I know he was calling whoever had those thingies with the voodoo, black
the
magic
shirk,
things.
Right.
Yeah, shirk stuff. He'll tell him to bring it like the rope with the paper rip. He'll rip it up and tell him this is haram. I remember seeing that. So, and they right next to the Kaaba. So
let me tell you something. It's probably true that story is false, but you know me, gullible me. When you like about to do like, it's like a, you don't want to be like, I don't know, like it probably is not true, but I just didn't want to test that.
I don't believe it's true.
I did not want to be the person.
SubhanAllah, Omar Muha, you are peace and namu konobila and jagalida. They be saying stories, you'd be surprised where it came from. I don't know who comes up with these stories, but they be saying stories that not everything they say you can take it.
Right.
Trust me, I've learned things from that myself, you know. But
I was just super grateful to see the Kaaba, and especially with my mom and my grandmother too.
Yeah, my mom there too. That's when I told her, Ma, now for sure. Hold, you was holding me with one hand, put both your hands on me and hold on to me, mother.
I remember my mom was like telling my grandma to hold me. I'm like, nah, don't hold me. I'm 7 months pregnant. What if you can't, that like, you trip me and I fall? Like, sis, everybody for themselves.
Nah, you wild, baby. You really wild.
I did not have the, like, I was like,
when
you pregnant, you barely have any patience.
And
I'm trying to
that.
Keep all the patience I have to complete my Umrah. And y'all talking about somebody's about to hold me?
And the crowd was big.
Yeah.
It was a big, big crowd.
And it's like, you know, you're moving like 1 centimeter a minute.
Yeah, you're literally moving little by little, like little steps, that. And especially, you know what amazed me, to be honest, the most about our when we was doing the tawaf, was the fact that...
Okay, we skipping.
I thought you...
We didn't get the tawaf yet. We just told... Wait, the first thing we did was tawaf and then we went to Safra and Marwa?
Yes,
Okay,
Safra and Marwa was after the tawaf.
Okay, so the tawaf is when you walk around the Kaaba 7 times.
Yes.
And you also are saying, like, you know, other du'as and other things that are obligated.
Wait, was Safra and Marwa first or second? I think it was...
I think
tawaf was first, babe.
Yeah,
tawaf was first because Safra and Marwa was the last thing and then we left. Yeah.
It was?
Yes.
Okay, so you make your circle around the Kaaba 7 times and you say du'as and things that are obligated for you to say during Umrah.
Yeah, there's things that you got to say, that you got to...
But that tawaf is not easy. On TV, it makes it look like it's just, you're walking around. Excuse me, guys. It makes it seem like you're just walking around a small box, but whew, it's like you're fighting to get around, basically.
There's
so many people.
Now, there's so many people, but the thing that, like I said, I was saying, that amazed me was because we started from the outside, right? So, we was, like, all the way next to the doors type vibe, right? Because
it's like, you know, the closer you are to the Kaaba, the circle is smaller.
Yes.
So, we were on the outside.
Yes, because, like I said, it was mad people. But as we doing this tawaf, we kept getting closer.
Right.
Because even you two, I was like, damn, we're not going to be able to get to the... Because the grandma, for some reason, kept saying she going to have to touch the Kaaba.
Right.
Like, that was her intent. Like,
and I wasn't so pressed about that at that moment. I was 7 months pregnant. I was not trying to have nobody stop
you were just trying
me.
To do your tawaf and get out of there. Whereas in me, I actually wanted to experience that too. I was like, yeah, I probably would like to touch the Kaaba.
Yeah.
You know, you're there. You might as well, right?
Right.
So, you know, I remember the grandma kept saying she got to touch it. And then Yusuf was like, yeah, we're going to make it there. I was like, how? I'm looking at him. I'm like, brother, are you okay? Like, do you not see how many people are here? How are we going to even get over there? We all the way on the outs. What are we going to do? Try to push people to get
and
there?
And that's literally how it happens. Because while you're doing your tawaf, people are leaving. You're taking their spot. I just also want to mention that it's not, I feel like people think the closer you are to the Kaaba, the faster your tawaf will be. No, it's the other way around. The further you're away from the Kaaba, the faster your tawaf will be because you're not fighting with people, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you're right, 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 right. Because everybody's trying to touch the Kaaba.
Right.
Everybody. That's everybody. Mm. Almost everybody's intent. It's not like there's something significant behind it. I don't know if there is. Maybe there is. I'm a little random.
Like touching the Kaaba?
I don't think there's anything significant about it. I think it's just something you want to do, right? I'm not sure. Let me not say something I don't know of. But like, right. Like when Yusuf told me, yeah, don't worry, we're going to get closer. I'm looking at him like, yeah, this guy don't know what he's talking about. I don't think he sees the crowd.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he
the brother been doing it. So many people. He did it many times. So, you know, we walking. And it was crazy because I think like on the fourth or fifth row, like the fifth time we went around is when we was right next to it. I'm like, yeah. What in the world?
And that's when I was like, okay, I can actually touch this.
Yeah, I was like, what? And you know, the Maqam Ibrahim, where Ibrahim stood or whatnot, you know.
His footprint.
I didn't really get to see it because that one people was hogging. I seen it. You seen it?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there was so much going on.
How you seen that?
I seen it at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you just gotta like know how to like look for stuff, you know?
Yeah, I wanted to see it, but the crowd was too wild there. I said, yeah, I'm on them. You know me, I don't like beat there. So I'm like, yeah, it ain't worth all that.
Right. But I was sweating so much during that hour.
Yeah, nah. It's hot, babe. It's hot. Makkah is very, very hot. And it's nighttime, mind you.
Right.
The fact that it was hot in the night is crazy. Imagine the morning. La ilaha illallah.
It's because all the lights is on and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, 100. So
it's like you in there and you don't even know it's nighttime.
Yeah. The lights is bright.
Right. Did you touch the Kaaba?
I'm getting there right now, love. So, you know, as we got closer and closer, so I'm like, oh, yes, I could touch the Kaaba. You know, Mandem is him, like I said, in it. I see her grandmother. This is what actually made me, I didn't really care too much to it. I wanted to, but I was not, like, obsessed with it until I seen her grandmother trying to go touch the Kaaba.
No, she was trying to touch the gold doors.
Was it the gold doors? No, babe, it was the Kaaba.
No, it was the gold doors.
It wasn't the Kaaba?
She already touched the Kaaba at that point. She was trying to go get the gold doors.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, anyways, I remember seeing her grandmother. Okay, so then I touched both, the gold doors and the Kaaba then. Yeah. So I see the grandmother pretty much trying to go, hey, you think they care if you old?
They don't care at all. Well, like, they have to stop my grandma.
And the worst thing is not stop. The worst thing that it was, like, two big guys. I feel like they
about to squish her.
Babe, I think them people are from Uzbekistan. They look like they like them Russian big guys.
Uzbekistan.
You know them Russian big guys. Like, if you watch UFC, you know what I'm talking about. Them type of people, bro. Them brothers was big. Like, two, three of them.
They don't care that this lady has great-grandchildren.
They was throwing this woman pretty much back and forth. I just see them grandma go left, right, left. Right, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know why I stood there for a little bit to watch it happen, though.
And she's
but
trying her best to keep
her
balance.
She's still reaching her hand out to touch this door or whatever. She's like, nah, giving this woman don't give up. La ilaha illallah.
And wait, disclaimer. Before this, I said, Mama, please don't go.
Yo, she has determination. I'm telling you, this woman's determination is different.
And then what did you do?
So I'm like, yo, I'm seeing her pulling her hand out, like trying, like she's like, I'm
trying
not,
her
I'm,
heart.
So I seen that back. She going left. Right, left, right. And I'm looking at these guys like, yo, they don't care over here. I had to pull this woman from her. Like, I pulled her to me. I said, come here, ma. I'm like, yo, they're going to kill you like that. She said, no, I just want to touch that door. Yada, yada, yada.
I'm at the door of your life.
Hey, I mean, she got to touch it, you know, because I went with her, you know. And
when you pull her back, she came back with so much energy.
Hey, my, yo, this woman is different. She's old, but this woman is strong because the way they was pushing her, I thought it was over for her. You know, you hear stories about when a person falls while they're doing Umrah, it's over for them. They never get back up because people are going to just walk all over them and they're pretty much going to die in that. I was scared for that. But I don't know why I stood there for a little bit. I guess it was entertaining to me because I'm just
You didn't know what to do. Like, you probably plotting.
But I was in shock. Like, yo, this woman is still trying. Like, yo, after the first push, I would have stopped. But this woman, nope, I'm going to go again. Nope, boom, 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 boom.
And like, I touched the car, but I think it wasn't that bad for me because I'm like tall.
Yeah.
I feel like I was able to hover around people and stuff like that. Yeah. But I definitely had to drag my grandma along. Like, girl,
you helped her touch the car?
Yeah, like if I basically like led the way a little bit for her and my mom to go also.
Yeah, and then
like,
when
I touched, I moved out the way so they could touch
it. Yeah, and I helped my mom. Alhamdulillah, that made me happy. And also the grandmother with the gold door.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, she really determined. I don't think she would have left the Kaaba if we did not touch that gold
door. Boy, we would have left her standing there.
Yeah, and your mom would have killed both of us. Nah, I said, yeah, let me help her out with this because this is what she really wants. She really wanted to do it.
Yeah, I don't know because she went to Hajj before, but I don't know if she ever got
to. Yeah, maybe she didn't get to. Yeah. No, but, I mean, I think she did because she was saying that she was very strong back then. And I'm like, I believe it. Because the wedding was pushing you and you didn't fall once. I was like, yeah, this old lady is very, very, she's strong.
Definitely.
A strong black woman. That's a definition of a strong black woman right there.
So anyways, we finished our tawaf and now it's time to go to Safa and Marwa. Safa Marwa is just two mountains where you run in between seven times?
Yeah, I think seven. Yeah, back and forth. I think seven. I'm not sure. I gotta remember.
Run
that.
During the process, but the women walk.
Yeah, there's no, not through the whole thing. The men, there's parts. So there's an area where you have to run or jog pretty much. You got to pretty much be in running motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's a thing that like area where you just walk.
I felt like that was harder for me than the tawaf.
Really?
I felt like something about the floor there makes like it harder. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It was harder.
Mm-hmm.
Not the run or the walk or whatnot for me, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a situation that was going on. Oh. Remember, guys, I told you, when you doing Umrah, brothers mainly, make sure you buy that belt. You know how many times would a towel try to slip off of me?
That's ridiculous, yo.
I caught myself like five times at least where the towel would try to slip off of me because the running part.
Wow.
To the point where every time, yo, I was mad uncomfortable because it was like, damn, now I gotta really pay attention to my towel right here. So I had to keep trying to tighten it, and then it loosens up again, and I gotta try to tighten it. Yo, it was annoying. The good thing with the shirt part or the top part was Yusuf gave me the hint, or you gave me the clip, right?
Oh, yeah, the safety clip.
Yeah,
safety
that pin was a savior for me.
Mm.
Not for the pants part or the skirt or whatever, you know, that part.
For the top part.
That one I didn't have to worry about because at first I had to worry about both of them.
That must have been difficult, especially when the time you had to run.
Babe, I'm telling you, it was bad. I said, huh? If I'm not quick, somebody going to see Biagi. There's going to be some problem. They go, yeah, I might get lashed. But they don't think I'm trying to reveal myself when that's not the case. They might lash me up. Because, you know, men and women out there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, this brother is a pervert. Nah, man, that was not the case.
And he just can't keep up his skirt.
Well, I kept asking Yusuf advice. Because he did it for once.
Because he's a pro, bro.
And he didn't have no belt. I don't know how he does it. But I'm like, yo, bro, you got to tell me. I'm watching you. Yours didn't even slip. It don't even look like it's slipping. He said, yeah, you know, you got to do it like this. I tried it the way he said. It ain't work out. Obviously, I'm not going to tell him to help me do it because I ain't going to lie. It's a little awkward for me. If it slips, something might, nah, I can't have that conscience.
Right.
But alhamdulillah, yo, so for the brothers, please make sure you get that belt. Wallahi, if I ever go again, wallahi, I'm buying two belts. I'm not buying one. One is not even I'm buying two to three of them joints. Just to be safe, in case mine ain't gonna borrow it, the other one is holding, because it would have made my journey easier, you know what I'm saying?
But then we finished Safa Marwa, and it was pretty much an end to our, we made our last salams, our last du'as, and that was the end of our physical, you know, Umrah. And then after Biagi, or, you know, at the end of your Umrah, the men are obligated to shave off their head bald.
Yeah, bald, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you are qasu it, but no, bald is better.
Yeah.
He said you can qasu it, but bald is better. English?
Like a light Caesar or something?
Like a Caesar, yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, just, yeah, but bald is what's better.
Yeah.
And he was saying your Umrah won't be complete until you cut your hair.
Like light Caesar or
bald? Light Caesar or bald, yeah. Because there were some guys that He said, like, this is what he was saying. Some people be too attached to their hair. He don't know why. You're not gonna get the full baraji of umrah. I don't think your umrah is even accepted. I'm not sure what he said exactly on that, but he was saying that, like, if you don't, because we seen a guy in the like in the corner, and then he just took a scissor and cut a little bit off of his hair.
But that's what the woman do. We just cut like a tip of our hair.
So I said to Yusuf, so you could just cut a little. He said, no. That's not how the Prophet did it. This is how he said it's supposed to be done. Boom, 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 boom. People try to do their own thing, thinking that, you know, as long as you cut your hair. No, there's ruling. So, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you cut it. I went bald, though. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I said, these brothers are not going to shape me up out there. I seen videos of that. It was not gonna, my hairline's already crazy.
Right.
Imagine the Saudi barbers getting my hairline, baby. I would never recover. I'm recovering little by little, alhamdulillah. I would have never recovered. So I said, I'm going bald. Complete ball. It felt good too, cause you know it was hot out there.
Did you like the food over there?
Huh?
Did you like the food?
I'm trying to remember Saudi's food. I don't even remember.
It was like the mall, and then upstairs had like the Indian. Asian
I remember.
Food.
Oh yeah, the coffee.
I still don't even know what you're talking about.
You didn't get that coffee?
No, you didn't share.
There's a reason why.
Nah.
Wallah, that was the best coffee I've ever had, babe. I'm not gonna lie, bro. That guy, ha! Allahu Akbar. Hey, King Kahe Masaha. The coffee was fire. I don't know about the. What else did we buy? Did I buy pizza?
My mom bought, you bought pizza. My mom bought, like,
because you know me and pizza.
Some rice and chicken.
Yeah. And then you didn't see how. See, the way they eat, they normally eat in groups. So they put the rice on a bag. Not even in a bowl. It was on a bag. Remember? You said when a lot of people.
It was, no, they put a plastic like
bag on
cover
the table.
Over the table.
Yeah.
And then they just directly dropped their food on the plastic cover and eat
it. And then everybody. Yeah. I was looking at that like, that's. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that now, ain't it? But that's, I guess that's their culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
What's wrong with it? We do the same thing here. We just eat in a bowl.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. I passed it back to you. I was like, bro, you couldn't just get the brother a bowl, bro. But, you know, business is business. Yeah, but I like their coffee. Their coffee was the best. I'm not gonna lie. It's like out of this world. The way they do it is, I don't even remember. I think he used peak milk. I remember he used peak milk. He used the coffee. He pretty much, I don't remember exactly how he did, but I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try to make it here and I'll get you taste it.
Inshallah.
But yeah, even the shopping there, you see, the thing is, we didn't know that. In Mecca is more expensive than Medina.
Yeah.
If I would have known, I would have bought all my other thobes and stuff like that in Medina.
Right.
But I thought it was the same thing. And then when we got there, it's when we noticed, and the people in Mecca, they don't negotiate like the people in Medina. Yeah. La ilaha illallah. They're more like firm. So brothers, if you go to Umrah and you happen to go to Medina first, make sure you buy your clothing and stuff that you really want there, because you can get it for a cheaper price rather than going to Mecca and doing it. You can still get it for an okay price, but it's not going to be as cheap as you would have gotten it in Medina.
I agree.
You know, brother, we're giving you all the games. You get what I'm saying? The Mandem, that's Mandem's job, to give you games, to spit the game on you guys. But I definitely enjoyed our Mecca trip. But I like Medina more.
Definitely, I felt like my heart was more at peace. I have a lot more patience because people were just generally nicer over there.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to, I was Mecca, a little bit more hectic, and you know, you trying to do your umrah the right way and abstain from anger and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like Mecca more.
You like Mecca more than Medina?
I'm sorry, I like Medina better than Mecca.
Yeah, Medina.
I think a lot of people end up saying they like Medina more than Mecca.
Because of the peace you feel in it. Like I said, the peace you feel in Medina, I don't know. I still don't understand what it was, but it was just different. 100. And then, like I said, so many things around that remind you of the Prophet. Everywhere you go, something the Prophet, doom, the Prophet this, he was doing this over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that. And you know what? One thing that I found that was actually amazing, or I didn't know of until after the end of our trip, was the fact that we could have been praying in our hotel, and it would have been as if we're praying in the haram.
Yeah, that's what
you would have still got the same good deed as if you prayed in the haram. Yeah. So you didn't have to go all the way to the Kaaba to pray.
Yeah.
You could have prayed inside your hotel. That's the blessing of Mecca. Yes.
Already?
Yes. That's one of the blessings of Mecca. The whole part of Mecca is a haram.
Wow, subhanAllah.
So if you were to pray in your hotel, it's like you're praying in the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I suffered. Abu Jafar is the one who said it. our old stars. So when I heard that, I was like, what? Okay, because some prayers I didn't get to go up to the masjid. So inshallah, I still got the good deed. You know, because when you go to these places, your goal is to always be in the masjid, always pray, and make sure you're there for worship. And then you don't go to the masjid a few times, you start being like, damn, bro, the whole purpose of me coming here was to do worship, and I didn't even go to the masjid today. So you start feeling a little bit bad. But when he told me that, bro, I was so happy. I said, alhamdulillah. So I still got the good deeds of as if I prayed in the haram. Well, I did pray in the haram. You know what I mean? So that's the blessing of Makkah. Medina don't have that. That's not Medina's blessing. But in Makkah, that's the blessing of Makkah. Remember that. You get what I mean? So yeah, you know, we, alhamdulillah, we finished our Umrah, you know. We went to Jummah over there, you know what I'm saying? I was hoping to hear Sudais. I didn't hear Sudais, so I was a little bit sad because I wanted to hear the brother. But, you know, we did the Jummah. I think we left after Jummah, like that same day. Or was it the day after?
It was the same day. It was Jummah. We made out the waf. You know, it's good when you're leaving the Kaaba to, like, you know, set it to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, is it?
Yeah, pretty much say your goodbye.
Yeah, so we made a Kaaba tawaf and we prayed and then we headed right to the airport. Tawaf was so hard. It was so hard.
That one was harder than the, even though I had my ihram. That one was harder.
Right.
For sure.
There's more people there
because
it's Jummah and stuff.
And the heat, la ilaha illallah, it was very, very hot. So that one was like the harder one. But, you know, we got to do that. We said it and whatnot. Before we end the episode, what was one dua you made in Makkah?
Oh, we was going to reveal the duas that we made that were accepted, right?
Yes.
I'm going to just say all of them. One was to have an easy labor and delivery. Alhamdulillah, that was delivered.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
To grant me a better job than the one that I have. Alhamdulillah, that's answered. I'm at a better job now.
Alhamdulillah.
And to have mercy on my family members and I, and for Allah to guide us on Sunnah and Tawheed. And you know, alhamdulillah, we still on Sunnah and Tawheed. So I ask Allah to continue that for us.
My dua, as y'all all know, yes, it was for soccer. It was Black FC to win the division, and we did.
Okay.
We didn't win that year.
Yeah, but this year definitely.
This year we won with flying colors, both teams. Alhamdulillah. Another one of my duas, which is kind of messed up, but it was my dua.
It doesn't seem like you made any worldly dua.
No. There was a world. This one was a very obviously to make everything easy on us. You know that we become great parents, and inshallah, I hope we are great parents. You know what I'm saying. But one of my main duas that was accepted. So, you know, we do elevators, alhamdulillah. So the mechanic that I was working with, he used to stress me out. Wallah, I kid you not. This brother used to stress, like, I'm going to work and I'm already planning, like, I'm about to have a stressful day. You know what I'm saying? So I made a dua, like, yo, Allah, please take me from this mechanic and give me a mechanic that's way better, that knows more and whatnot. And alhamdulillah, that's what Allah did for me. Like, I come back, boom, they told me, oh, you're not going to be, like, you're going to float, which means you're not, there's no mechanic for you. So I'm like, at first, I'm like, float, me? I ain't really like that. But then I started thinking, wait, I made dua that I get taken away from this mechanic. Oh, I was so grateful. And then, boom, 2 weeks later, I got a mechanic that's way, like, the top mechanic in the company. Is that not crazy? Well, Allah, that's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that was my biggest dua, because Allah knows I was stressed in those times, you know. But alhamdulillah, so yeah, that was a dua, the man that made that was accepted. So make sure you make the duas that's really deep down in your heart. Inshallah, it will be accepted, you know, because we champions,
right?
I got a great mechanic now, alhamdulillah. You know what I'm saying? And we, inshallah, are great parents. You know, our son was born, alhamdulillah, another one of my duas, that the child be born. Because I don't think I knew the gender at the time. Mm-hmm. So the child to be born, and alhamdulillah, you know, Mandem is here.
Right. So we ended up our trip back to the airport, and alhamdulillah, this time we had no visa issues at all.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Yeah, back. We were able to take Zamzam water each.
Yes.
Yeah, each person one bottle.
My mom was like, yo, it's just you and your wife. Do y'all want to give me one of your bottles? I said, Ma, don't even think about that.
Oh my gosh, do you know the crazy part, guys? We still have
some of it.
The bottle is sitting here.
Yep. Allah, we still have some. It's been how many years? Like 2-3 years.
My plan was not like a year and change. My plan
You
was
sure it wasn't
2023. Yeah, 2 years.
2 years,
My
yeah.
plan was to drink the water when I go in labor, so I could ease in my labor. Child,
Jesus.
when the contractions hit, I forgot about that
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Nah. But yeah, Mandem, yeah, it was definitely something, one for the books, you know.
Alhamdulillah, and I definitely want to go again. I hope Allah invites you all to Umrah and invites us back for Hajj.
Inshallah. Yeah, that was another one of the du'as. And inshallah, that's going to be answered. Hajj.
Amen.
Yeah, that was one. I just remember that one right now.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna end the episode here. We hope you guys enjoy this 3-part of our travels to Saudi Arabia. And next episodes we'll resume to the theme of love. We have
Inshallah.
such a juicy, juicy couple coming up next, and we
Inshallah.
can't wait for you all to hear this story.
Yeah. Another type of it's something for the books and something that I feel like the community we definitely learned. Well, me and you definitely learned a
Facts.
lot. Yeah, I can't wait for that episode to drop. Inshallah.
But until next time, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. Until the next episode, inshallah.